not counting those who read at Mass or who serve as Eucharistic ministers, there's only one time during each Mass when the members of the congregation are called upon to say something individually. And that is, of course, when they come forward and the priest or the minister says, "The body of Christ." And the communicant responds, "Amen." So considering that that's the one time during the whole Mass that you have the chance to say something on your own, make it good. Make it count, right? Let it mean something to you. Let it not just be the word that you're supposed to say or the same thing that you said last week. Let it mean something profound and beautiful. Yes, indeed, when we give our amen, we are professing our faith that this truly is the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. We're saying, I believe in this sacrament that Jesus instituted at the Last Supper, that he took bread and wine when he sat there with his apostles. He blessed it, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them. And he said, "This is my body. This is the cup of my blood." When we say our amen, we are expressing our belief that this wonderful sacrament that Jesus instituted has come down to us across the centuries, and that as Christians have met every Sunday since the resurrection, they have shared in this wondrous sacrament. But our amen means even more than that, as profound and as beautiful as it is. When we say our amen and receive communion, we are making a statement that says, "Lord, I am in communion with you. I am in communion with you, O Lord." Well, what does that mean? Let's take that apart a little bit. First of all, it means that I am in moral communion. In other words, it's saying, "Lord, I am doing my best to live my life according to your plan." It says, "I have not committed a sin that would separate me from you, that would sever our relationship. I have not committed a serious sin." Incidentally, that doesn't apply only to murderers and adulterers, as many people think. Those are not the only two mortal sins. In fact, the Catechism guides us to use the Ten Commandments as sort of a guideline for determining what constitutes a serious matter. Anyway, when we receive communion and when we say, "I am in communion with you, O Lord," we're saying, "I am not in a state of sin. I'm not in a state where I've separated myself from you, O Lord, through a serious sin." Not only that, though, we're also saying, "I'm striving, Lord, even to eliminate the smallest sin from my life." When we receive communion, we're not saying we're perfect. "I'm perfect, Lord. I have achieved the heights of sanctity." No, of course not. We are works in progress. We're works in progress. So we're growing, but we're trying. We're working on eliminating sin in all its forms from our life. So first and foremost, well, not necessarily foremost. First of all, when we say amen, when we're saying, "I'm in communion with you, Lord," we're saying, "I'm in a state of grace. I am striving to live my life as you would have me live it, O Lord. I'm not perfect, but I'm working by your grace to grow in holiness." There's also an element of intellectual communion here. When we say, "I am in communion with the Lord," we're saying, "I believe. Lord, I believe everything that you have revealed through Jesus and through his church." Now, there are some who disagree with the teachings of the church. It's one thing to disagree with the one or more of the church's teachings and just say, well, I don't agree with that, so I'm going to leave it there, but I still want to be Catholic. It's another thing to disagree with something, but then to investigate, to study, to say, why do I disagree? Or, why does the church teach what she teaches based on scripture and tradition? And when you come to a fuller and complete understanding of why the church teaches what she does on a particular matter, then you have more of an ability to either be in communion with that teaching or not. So, in most cases, not necessarily all, but in most cases where there is some disagreement like that, there's at least some element of misunderstanding or some level to which the person has not fully received and understood why the church teaches what she does on that matter. But when we come to communion and we say, Lord, amen, I am in communion with you, we're saying not only I am in a good moral state, but also I accept all that you have taught, Lord. I believe all that you have taught. You used to hear more about receiving communion worthily. We don't hear that so much anymore, but it is still the teaching of the church. And it's not just a one-time judgment, you know. Am I worthy or am I unworthy? Well, we're always unworthy, frankly. We don't deserve to receive communion. But the fact of the matter is also that we are striving to grow in worthiness. We want our next communion to be more worthily received than the last, and the communion after that to be received even more worthily. That our hearts are really being changed by the sacrament that we receive. That we don't walk away from Mass the same as we were when we walked through the doors of the church. Our confession of faith, when we say our amen, we're acknowledging that the God of the universe wants to be in intimate communion with us, which, by the way, does not mean that God wants to conform to our life and give us the stamp of approval on everything that we're doing. It's quite the reverse. God is inviting us to conform our way of living, our whole system of belief, to His way. To His way. So when we say our amen, we're saying, I want to live my life according to someone else's standard, not my own. See, a lot of people look at the church's teachings on Holy Communion, intercommunion, and things like that, and they say, the church is just being a hardliner and trying to make a judgment about people. Yes, you're worthy. No, you're not worthy. You know, and things like that. So people take it as an offense to say, you know, the church is telling me I'm not worthy to receive Holy Communion. But that's really not the point. In every celebration of the Eucharist, the Lord Jesus is inviting us that if we are not in a position where we should receive communion, He's inviting us to change our life, to grow, to turn away from sin, to embrace His beliefs or His teachings, and to live according to His Spirit. And so the Eucharist is not meant to be used as an instrument of division, separating those who are worthy from those who are not. No. The Eucharist is an invitation to a change of heart, a change of life. And our amen, when we come forward for communion, means, yes, Lord, I believe. I am in communion with you, and I want to deepen that communion. So let your amen resound from the depths of your heart. Let it mean something. Be more and more convinced each time you say it. Fall in love with the Eucharist. This is Jesus. This is the Lord.